The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm Dr. Orion Terriban, and this is PsychHacks, Better Living Through Psychology. And the topic of today's short talk is the worst thing to say in a dating profile. This one is especially for the ladies, and be sure to listen until the end where I'll reveal a better approach. Ladies, if you are straight and you're looking to attract a man using a dating app, I'm going to ask you to seriously consider steering clear of this phrase. I think I understand where you're coming from by using it, so bear with me. I'll explain why it's a bad idea in a moment. The phrase that I want you to consider removing from your dating profile is that you are looking for a serious relationship. It's the serious relationship part that is really problematic. Now, I get where you're coming from, ladies. You've likely dated casually in the past, but now you're looking to settle down, get married, start a family, and you don't want to waste your time in relationships that are unlikely to take you to that destination. I understand that. But there are a few problems with approaching dating in this way. First and foremost, this is like the first impression that you're giving men. And what does this phrase conjure up? For me personally, the phrase serious relationship makes me think like we're going to have a lot of uncomfortable conversations about improving our communication and take out life insurance policies. Like, a serious relationship does not sound fun. It sounds, well, serious. And it makes me think that I'm signing up for a second unpaid job with lousy benefits. No thank you. Look, dating is supposed to be fun, and love is supposed to be playful and warm. A serious relationship does not psychologically associate with any of these things. It also tends to attract the men with no real options. Think about it. If I'm a guy who is attractive to many women and has good optionality, why would I forego all that for a woman I've never met who will only date me if I tell her I want a wife and kids? Ladies, you're just asking to be lied to. The man who would agree to that, honestly, likely has no better option. And is that the man you want a serious relationship with anyway? Here's the thing. You can't really expect this type of relationship at the outset. A serious relationship is like a marriage, which is a commitment, at least theoretically, for life. The closest analogs we have to this in the professional arena are a tenured professor or a partner in a law firm. You don't just put in your LinkedIn profile, "I'm looking for a tenured professorship." You start as an associate professor, and then you publish and teach and rise in the ranks. Generally, it takes 10 to 12 years to become a tenured professor. And that's just for the rest of your career, not even the rest of your life. Same thing with being the partner in a law firm. You start as an associate and you pay your dues and you climb the ladder. It takes at least a decade to arrive at that position of privilege and security. Marriage is no different. Saying you want a serious relationship on your initial application sounds like you want to skip straight to partner or professor. It doesn't work like that. Now, relationships aren't always fun and games, but you shouldn't lead with the serious and effortful dimension of relationships. It's poor advertising. It's counterintuitive, but the best way to get into a long-term relationship, especially as a woman, is no different from the best way to date casually. Think about it. When have you gotten most emotionally involved with someone? In the beginning, you probably thought, oh, this is not ever going to be anything serious. So I'm just going to relax, have fun, take it easy, and spend some time together. And you know what? That's exactly the recipe for building intimacy. And over time, if you share the same values and you enjoy each other's company, that casual arrangement can turn into a long-term relationship. Of course, it doesn't always, but it's actually your best bet. This is because the pressure is off and people let their guard down, which makes building emotional connection easier. Not looking for a relationship is a Trojan horse for getting into a relationship. Think about it. What do you think? Remember to like, comment, and subscribe for the algorithm. And if you'd like to schedule a consultation, you can reach me at psychhackspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.